CliffCentral.com.
Here's a nice sleazy version of Anthea's song. Are you ready?
Doing what they gotta do to make ends meet.
It is your son, believe it or not.
American dream, the almighty God. I work hard for my money.
Right. How do you like that? It's
like a 90s
R&B
throwback.
A sleazy one,
I suppose I can't expect all the versions to be great, right?
Some
of them have to be a bit
strange. Some of them will be terrible. Morning, Anthea. What's up?
Good morning. I'm afraid I don't have great news on the stock market. On Friday, we closed down.
It was a bloodbath.
70 basis points.
Horrible. Yeah. What happened?
So that took the week down to 60 basis points for the whole week. But don't worry, the market's still up for the year. We're about 3.8% higher still since the beginning of the year. So it's not a terrible January so far. I mean, we've still got, a week to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit strange on the commodity side. The spot commodities were higher, but our shares were lower. So Kumba was down almost 7%. Billiton was down 0.5%. Anglo was down 1.5%. And I think it had quite a bit to do with a slightly stronger rand. And this is a weird thing because actually I checked the rand this morning. You know, this talk of, there was a news report this weekend of Pravin Gordhan being replaced by Dlamini Zuma. And I don't know what to make of it. I did get a whole lot of messages yesterday going, do you think this is real?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't know. I don't write the news. I'm not a politician. I'm not a political analyst. So I actually don't know. I am worried about it, though. But I see the rand has almost ignored it. So the rand's 13.50 this morning. Nobody
cares. It's so cynical. These political machinations are just people. I think they've priced them in.
Do you think so?
They have priced stupidity in.
I don't know. This would be a big one. If Gordhan was replaced, I think you would see the rand blow out. And Lucas was asking me, what happens if this is a real thing? Well, the rand blows out, so it becomes much weaker. We import a lot of our goods and therefore higher inflation. We're already paying so much for our products. Do you know, there was an article over the weekend as well, or this morning, I'm not sure, that said, as a South African, you're effectively 10% poorer than you were last year this time. Let that sink in for a bit, right?
God.
For what you're paying for the stuff you're buying every day, you're getting 10% less for your money.
That's so depressing.
And then, of course, if that does happen, the Gordhan leaving or being fired as the finance
minister
again.
We should fire our government just on that basis. Forget about everything else because people are going to tell you about politics and blah, blah, blah. If we are 10% poorer in real terms right now than we were this time last year, we should fire this government.
I'm with you.
They're costing us money. Mm. Ordinary people, not people who are invested on the stock market, people who buy and sell currency, none of those people. Ordinary people.
That's the problem. It's the man in the street.
Sorry. They should get the hell out just on that basis.
Yeah. And I think kind of on the back of this as well, from on Friday, industrials were much lower. Consumer shares also took quite a bit, quite a beating. Truworths, Foschini Group, all the ones I like. Well, yeah. Foschini Group I like. ShopRite was down as well. ShopRite's a weird one. There's a lot of anticipation about the ShopRite Steinhoff deal, and really nobody knows how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. But it seems that ShopRite's been taking the brunt of the potential deal that's on the table. So,
right.
Yeah, there wasn't much company news, but I did discover something very interesting I want to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know the Dele Graaf estate in Cape Town, Graaf Diamonds, they're jewelers to rich and famous.
By the way, what a beautiful, beautiful place. Because if you go to that wine farm, if you've never been to the Cape Winelands for any reason, and you maybe you don't have any reason to go there, if you ever do find yourself there, go to this one of maybe five spectacularly beautiful wine estates. This Dele Graaf one is just magnificent.
Truly.
High up, beautiful view, spectacular. It's absolutely beautiful.
And you know the Graaf Diamonds, that's part of the estate, if you like, or one of the businesses. They're owned by Richemont, in fact.
Yes.
And I was looking at the numbers on Friday, and Graff Diamonds made 580 million euros in sales for the last year. Of that, 40% was to their top 20 individual clients. I'm not even kidding. Like 232 million euros was bought by 20 people.
That's a lot of diamonds.
That's 10 million euros, more than 10 million euros per person worth of diamonds.
Who's gathering diamonds?
Well, they don't give us their client list.
Sure.
There you go.
Mamali, have you been buying diamonds?
I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, sure.
Are you just below the 20, right? So you fall in the 20 to 30 category.
I am
only 5 million euros.
I am nowhere on that scale.
She's
I don't even feature anywhere there.
All right.
And then on Saturday, you and I were talking to Carl, and he was telling us that he was surprised to hear that Berkshire Hathaway shares were over $100,000, but actually it's over $200,000 per share. And I was explaining to him that Class A shares trade at over $200,000, but your Class Bs actually are about $160 a share. And here's the thing.
Explain where we were, because nobody knows who Carl is.
Sorry.
So we were at it was an extraordinary event. We basically took a winner for hashtag invest, someone who'd signed up in the last month, up in the sky for a breakfast on Saturday morning. It was a special prize that we'd arranged for one of our winners, one of our new investors. And we went up in this crane. It takes you up on a table. It's at St. Stithians. You've got this beautiful view of Joburg all around you. It was magnificent.
It was my first time doing it. It was a really great experience.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Really cool.
Very cool.
Anyway, so Berkshire Hathaway shares, $200,000 per share, is not the most expensive share in the world, I read this weekend.
What's more expensive than that?
The Chilean and Argentinian bourses or stock markets. So Mercado de Valores, that's the Argentinian one, you would pay $2.1 million per share. And this And this is after the share rose 200% last year. So it was expensive to start with, basically. But it's a legacy thing, and it used to be the same on the JSE, actually, where only a few people or the brokers, stock brokers, who used to want to work on the exchange used to have to own shares in the exchange, very much like development banks, actually, like the World Bank or the African Development Bank, where countries own shares in the company, and they're not cheap shares. They phased this out about 3 years ago, and this year they're going to, for every one share that is owned in the Argentinian stock market, you will, if you're an owner, will get 250,000 shares. So basically they're diluting it, and I'm assuming that they're hoping that they'll generate liquidity. So 250,000 shares for whatever your money is, 2.1, it's probably about $10 a share. Yeah. And can I just say that just because shares are expensive, that does not mean it's the most valuable company in the world. So in fact, by market capitalization, the Chilean bourse is $122 million. Argentinian bourse is $383 million. Berkshire Hathaway is $399 billion. That's the market cap, right? And then compare that to Apple, which is $629 billion. So just because the share is $2.5 million per share doesn't mean it's a valuable company. Well, it is a valuable company, but it's not the most valuable company.
Right. It's what you told me, the difference between valuable and expensive.
There we go. So it's all about PE ratios.
Right. Got you.
Or some of the parts those kinds of things.
Fair enough.
And then a couple of good things. China GDP growth came out this weekend as well. It increased for the first time in 2 years. So,
thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because that's good for everybody, right?
It is good. Mm. And that's why there was a run in the commodity prices, and the disappointment in our commodity shares not going up on Friday is a bit disappointing. But maybe we'll catch up today. There are a couple of things about this. So first of all, the Chinese GDP growth for the fourth quarter was 6.8%. And there is a definite shift now, because services accounted for 51.6% of this expansion. Consumption was 64%. So you're seeing, you know, the Chinese economy is going away from this kind of kind of smokestack, as they call it, industry, to more of services. They have tried very hard in the past to kind of stop this property speculation. I think it's working a bit because property prices came down by just over 7%. But still for the year, end of last year, it was up 8.6%. So it's still growing, just not as much.
Well, let's hope that good news from China spills over into the rest of the world, including our country.
Yes, we could do with a bit of good luck on that side. I mean, our GDP growth at 0.2%. Yeah,
unremarkable is a kind word.
And the IMF upgraded us last week to 0.3%. Oh, I mean, like, that's hardly an upgrade.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, it's so kind of you. Wow. Aren't we lucky? Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Thank you very much, Anthea.
Pleasure.
There's a look at the markets, your money, and we will have Anthea back tomorrow, same time, same place. If you have just started your day, we are here to look after you. It is just after 7 o'clock, cliffcentral.com. This is the man who is the most popular person in radio right now, in terms of airplay. It's John Legend. Making me stronger.
CliffCentral.com.